You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Now, with tomatoes and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at jcalvertfarms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is the Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to the Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something good today.
Woke up this morning on the wrong side of the bed. Song from Mr. Johnson playing in my head. I got rambling on my mind, and there's holes in both my shoes. And it looks like a good day, a good day to have the blues.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with me today as we head over to the UK to talk to a very special member of the Waltons clan. You knew him as Jason Walton on the TV series The Waltons. His name is John Walmsley, and we're glad to be able to have him on the show today. Welcome to The Mark White Show, John.
Thank you, Mark. Nice to be here, or there.
It's afternoon there in the UK. I told my wife this morning when I was telling her about the interview, I said, well, it's very similar to the time that I was in Barcelona, Spain with my cousin as far as the time change. So 8 hours is really the difference between Alabama and the UK. And it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon while I'm talking to you right now. And it's 8 o'clock in Alabama to give people a perspective. So
okay.
I just wanted to do that for just a minute. And also, as we get started, I have a great friend who's been my barber for 30 years. And he is the biggest Merle Haggard fan you would ever know. And I've been able to give him an autograph from Merle Haggard that I received in the past when I met Merle. So, John, I wanted you to share about those two episodes where Merle Haggard was on the Waltons.
Yeah, I don't. It's funny. I don't remember the names of many of the episodes, but
sure.
But that one I do, because it was called The Comeback. That episode was one that was actually a sequel to a previous episode. In the previous episode, just to give you the backstory, Ron Howard played my best friend And his dad was a country singer. And he wanted to grow up and be like his dad and go out on the road and play music. Well, Ron Howard's character comes down or contracts leukemia. And then he passes away in that episode. The comeback is the episode about the father who has given up his career because he's so depressed about the loss of his son. So that was played by Merle Haggard. Yeah, Merle had a big role and he was great. He sang in the episode. And I mean, not to be a spoiler, but Jason manages to get Red Turner was his character name. And Jason managed to get Red Turner back on the stage.
Excellent. When I think about what you were able to do, Jason, and in a particular time, as we think about World War II, when this was taking place, you were actually doing something that was frowned upon by a lot of people across the country. That came out as they were somewhat disappointed with the path that Jason was taking in the music business.
Right, right. Well, you know, it's interesting because music is such a wonderful thing, and it's such a big part of people's lives. It was my first love, and also what got me into show business, playing guitar and singing. But it's a strange thing that music, I mean, throughout the years, has been frowned on by different people in different cultures, you know, different ways at different times. I mean, there's still places like I think I read in Afghanistan, it's forbidden to play music.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, how sad is that?
Yes.
You know, because it's such a joyful thing in general. And, you know, not saying, you know, what kind of music you know, is good or bad. I mean,
sure.
It's all good. As far as I'm concerned, it's all good. I mean, it just comes down to, you know, if somebody asks me what kind of music do I like? I like everything. I just like it as long as it's good. If it's good quality, you know, then it could be jazz or it could be classical or it could be rap or, you know, my big love is blues because, for me, that's kind of like the original American music that infused everything else. You know, we wouldn't have had jazz. We wouldn't have had rock and roll. We wouldn't have had country if it hadn't been for blues in the first place.
And you think about what a wonderful place America and then also the UK with the music that has been provided and all the different elements that have come in to create what we know as music from Great Britain and the United States and around the world. But in
right.
the United States in particular, we take so many different elements from around this planet and we put it together and that's our music. And so we take it from all different
that's
places,
right.
obviously.
Yeah. It's so cyclic. One thing influences the other. Of course, you know, the blues originally that came by way of Africa. Britain introduced folk music to the Americas, to the colonies, right? So that mixed together. And then, you know, we had rock and roll in the 50s, you know, with like Chuck Berry and Elvis and Little Richard and Jerry Lee Lewis. And then that music by the early 60s was kind of dying out, but the kids in Britain were listening to it, right? And they put their own spin on it and then reintroduced it to America through the Beatles.
Yes, absolutely. My great-great-grandfather, he played instruments. He came from Italy, and he traveled to the United States in the late 1800s. His name was Michele Bianco, and it was translated to white,
wow.
which is my last name.
Right, right.
And
yeah.
he traveled down
right.
to Hartsel, Alabama with the band as they were headed to Florida, and he stopped in Hartsel and found a young lady to marry. And the rest is history, I guess, as you can say. And so we have music
right.
in our blood. And I actually sang for a while, John, when I was younger. And I really enjoyed music. And I'll tell you this, and I've been honest with my listeners, I suffer with major depression. There are times where, like right now, I'm high as a kite, man. I'm happy to be able to talk to you. I'm living life in the fullest as I'm speaking with you right now. But there are times where Mark gets
Craig.
Really down. And music is something that, along with some television programs that I enjoy, that can help lift me back up. And that's the power
right.
of what you're talking about. And if people around this world, around this planet, are refused the opportunity to listen to music, just imagine where they're living right now in their mind, because there's nothing that can really bring them out of some of the darkness that we feel as humans sometimes.
Right. Right, of course. And, you know, it's great to hear, Mark, that music does that for you. That's wonderful. That's what it's supposed to do, you know? And that's a good thing for us all to remember.
Absolutely, absolutely. We have a very special event that is coming up in Missouri, taking place October 1st and 2nd, where 7 of the Waltons characters, including yourself, are expected to be there in Macon, Missouri. And as I mentioned, Mr. Jack Bishop has organized this conversation today. Very special opportunity for me. You just don't know, Jason, as me and my little girl watch the Waltons and we enjoy seeing your family in that creative aspect of entertainment. We do get a lot of joy from that. And I know that it has been an experience for people over the decades now that they've been able to enjoy that with family. And I've even talked to some of the characters about the fact that on the other side of that screen, you have some people who've gone through child trauma. They have gone through divorce. They have gone through loss. And during that time, the Waltons has been a part of their experience. That's pretty powerful.
Right. Yes. Yes, it is. And for us, you know, for the cast members, you know, hearing those stories, it's really one of the most meaningful things we've taken away from that whole experience of the Waltz, you know, on our side of it. Because, you know, when we were making the show, we weren't really thinking about, you know, we weren't trying to put out a message or say anything in particular. We were just trying to tell, you know, good stories about a family who actually existed and entertain people, right? So it was all about, for us, it was just about, you know, trying to do our best and make a good show.
Yes.
With the material that we were given, which to be fair was, you know, most of the time it was pretty great material.
Yes.
So, but then over the years, then you hear the stories from people about how it helped them, how it influenced their lives, how it got them over, you know, substance abuse, or it got them. I had a friend and he said, when he was a kid, his mother made him watch the show. He said, it got me out of gangs.
Wow.
And you know, that's unbelievable. And, you know, we heard other stories about families who had lost a family member in Vietnam, because that was the era when the show was on, the 70s.
Yes.
And they lost a family member. And this one family said, you know, we were never able to talk about it until we saw the episode where Mary Ellen lost her husband. And that just opened everything up.
Incredible.
And that started their healing process, which is, you know, like I say, we never reckoned any of that stuff would happen. But you know, that's the beauty of an experience like that, that's shared now by the cast and the audience.
Absolutely. What a wonderful testimonial to the episodes and the creative writing, because if you don't have those individuals writing in those scenes, those very difficult scenes, and having you as actors be able to perform in a way that comes across, then we don't have that magic that comes from the Waltons at all.
And, you know, I think overall that is a benchmark of a show that is successful. I mean, that's one of the reasons that shows become as important to us as they do, because it just, you know, hits something within us that we can relate to.
Absolutely. Right now, folks, we're talking to John Walmsley. He is in the UK. He played Jason Walton on the Waltons TV series. This is great. Now, obviously, you hear a British accent coming out of a young man who clearly was able to act in Virginia in the 1970s with an American accent. This is awesome. And I hope that folks will stick with us. John, this is going by really fast, but I'm loving this conversation. Will you stick with me, John?
Yeah.
Excellent. All right, folks, I hope you'll stick with us, too. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525. Or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Jacob Johnson from Marble City Pharmacy, and we've got exciting news. An all-new Marble City Pharmacy and Gift Shop is coming soon. That's right, we're getting bigger and better. We will have more space and be adding a drive-thru, and we'll still be in the same great location we are today. While the construction is happening, we'll be moving a few doors down in the same shopping center, Ogletree Plaza. But don't worry, all of our fantastic services will still be available, including in-store pickup, curbside service, and free home delivery. We can't wait for you to see our new pharmacy and gift shop. Thank you for making Marble City Pharmacy Coosa Valley's best.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Welcome back to The Mark White Show. Right now, we are in the UK with John Walmsley. He played Jason Walton on the Waltons TV series. We have a special event coming up in Missouri taking place October 1st and 2nd. Me and my daughter and wife are planning to be there. We're going to travel from Alabama just over 8 hours to Missouri to go to Macon, Missouri and be part of the Northeast Missouri Pickers Market. And seven of the original Waltons characters will be there at this very special event organized by Jack Bishop. Welcome back to The Mark White Show, John Walmsley.
Thank you.
How are you looking forward to this event? How does it make you feel to know that you're going to have this reunion happening in Macon, Missouri on October 1st and 2nd?
Oh, it's fantastic. You know, it's always a treat for the cast to get together. And we don't see each other nearly as much as we would like because we're, you know, we're pretty spread out. Obviously, I'm in England, so that's really a long drive.
Long drive, got it.
But so there's that. And then the opportunity to spend time with our fans is wonderful. Really, really looking forward to it.
Mentioning England, you were born there, and maybe there are a lot of people who didn't realize that, because as I mentioned at the close of the first segment, you have an accent here from UK, and you've earned that being born and bred there.
Right. You know what's funny, Mark? So I sound like I have an English accent to you, right?
Yes, correct.
It's funny because people here in England accuse me. They say, "Where are you from?" And I said, "Well, England, but you know, I lived in America." Oh, I thought you had an American twang.
You earned that too.
So I can't win.
Well, and you know, when I come across, I don't know how I sound to you, but I'm very Southern and from Alabama. People can understand what I'm saying, and that's helpful on radio. But I am a very Southern guy from Alabama, and I love being able to talk to anyone, anywhere, and hearing the various accents. Right. And just like music, it's what makes us, it's a beautiful sound to me to hear where people come from.
It is. And you know what? I hope we hold on to that, because I know, and you know, you being in broadcasting, I'm sure you're aware of this. I mean, accents have changed because, largely because of radio and television, because there's sort of, this sort of proper announcer. I don't know what you call it. Maybe there's a special name for it, but sort of like a neutral,
yes,
American broadcaster.
Got
English.
It. Yes, I understand.
That people use. And people listen to that. And of course, now the shows are syndicated all over. So, you know, it could originate in LA or New York or wherever, but it's nationwide. So that can sort of lead to, an influence in our regional dialects, which, like you said, I think are a beautiful thing.
Absolutely. And let's talk just a minute about how you ended up on the Waltons TV series and came to America.
Right. Well, we came to America first. My parents decided to move. My mother had an uncle who lived in California, and he said, you know, it's a beautiful place to live and the sun shines all the time. And my mother said, right, we're off. And my dad said, we can't do that. And she said, yes, we can. And we just packed up, and within 6 weeks we were in California. So that gave me an opportunity as a child. I started playing music, and being in close proximity to LA, to Hollywood, gave me a chance to perform as a singer, guitarist, and to audition for films and television.
At the moment you were able to get the part in the Waltons, how did that happen?
Well, at that point, I was 15, and that was for The Homecoming, which was a Christmas special that sort of served as the pilot for the Waltons. And that would be, the fall of 1971. And I was in high school. I was 15. And my mom picked me up. She said, you've got an audition today. We're going to CBS, and it's for a television movie. And so I was very excited because movies of the week, as they used to call them, were a new thing back then. And they often did develop into series. So I had this all kind of running through my head. And they said they want a red-haired boy with freckles who plays the harmonica. And she brought my harmonica in the car with her. So off we went to CBS, and I read for the part. I played the harmonica. I met Earl Hamner and the other producers. And Earl said, well, he looks more like my son than my own son does. And owing to the fact that I could play the harmonica and looked like a member of his family, I got the part.
Very cool. And Earl Hamner, Earl Hamner is who I was thinking of. They were competitors, right. Michael Landon and Earl Hamner, during the NBC and CBS time when they were producing great television like Little House on the Prairie and The Waltons.
Right. The Waltons, to be fair, actually came first. And I think it opened the door for a type of programming. It proved that type of programming could catch on. And I think Michael Landon, fortunately, was able to take advantage of that. that did NBC, we were CBS, NBC knew that there was an audience for that type of show.
Yes.
And he jumped in with the Laura Ingalls book, as he should, and it was a resounding success, of course.
And very similar episodes at times where you can get a feel of, I've seen this before, plus the fact that there were a lot of characters that were crossover between the Waltons and Little right. House on the Prairie. You can point and say, I remember them from that episode.
Right. Well, there were quite a few actors that performed in both series.
Wonderful actors.
Yes, wonderful actors.
Very special time, and you would also see several on the Andy Griffith Show. And so a lot of actors who were looking for work, thankfully, the Waltons, Little House on the Prairie, Bonanza, Andy Griffith Show, a lot of Gunsmoke, a lot of these programs offered them some work because obviously they had to make living so they could go from, especially these stars who were guests on particular programs and could find some work through a lot of this very special television that we now call classic TV.
Right. Well, we all remember those. I don't know how old you are. I mean, I'm 66, so I grew up in the 60s and watched, you know, a lot of that stuff as a child, you know, first run. So I remember those shows and those actors dearly.
Wow. It's all been reruns for me, John.
Right. Well, that's okay. You know, when we started the Waltons, there were a lot of people involved with that show on the crew and as actors and writers and directors and producers and so on, who went back, you know, quite a long way. And we had, you know, directors who had directed Betty Davis in her Warner Brothers films, you know?
Yes.
And people like that. And we used to hear, you know, kind of through the grapevine, Frederick March loves to watch the Waltons, or Joan Crawford is a big fan of the Waltons. And it was, you know, we were kind of blown away. I mean, one Christmas we all got a Christmas card from Elvis and the Colonel. It's like, wow, they're watching the show.
Incredible.
That's great. You know, you don't expect to hear that. And when you hear that, you know, someone that you grew up watching or listening to or idolizing is watching what you are doing, it's kind of mind-blowing, you know?
It really is. And I feel that way when I think about my program as it gets around the world. And as a matter of fact, John, the Mark White Show does reach London, England through Salt FM.
Oh, fantastic.
Thursday through Sunday. And this week, we have a young man from Birmingham, Alabama, not Birmingham, England. His name is Ethan Hill.
Right.
And he has Ethan's heart. Ethan, as a elementary student, saw a homeless gentleman under a bridge and asked his mom about that man. Well, he decided that he wanted to take some supplies to this gentleman, and it started a very special effort called Ethan's Heart to help the homeless in his community. And so that will be reaching London this week, Thursday through Sunday, 2 p.m. your time to 4 p.m. your time through Blessed Beats, which a great friend, Marcus Sullivan,
fantastic.
He adds my segment to his 2-hour syndicated program, and you can hear me in London, England. So I wanted to throw that in because I realize the magnitude of how it feels to know that you're connecting with people around the planet and the power of the voice, the power of the physicality of television. It does reach people in a special way. And I do hope that the Mark White Show, when we look back and say, well, Mark did good. Mark was trying to help people and make a difference, and that it does. I hope it has that kind of legacy, just like yours, John.
Yes. Well, good for you, Mark. That's wonderful. I'm sure it will do some good.
Well, that's what we can all hope for in this life, is to make a difference in the lives of others. And I know that you've had some powerful influence that led you to be able to do the things that you have. And of course, I wish you all the best wherever you are and whatever you're doing, and look forward to being able to meet you in person in Missouri on October 1st and 2nd with my little family. We'll get to meet you, and Cora is going to be able to eat ice cream with Elizabeth, and she's very excited about that.
Oh, fantastic.
John, I appreciate your time. I knew it was fairly limited. I didn't want to just hold on and on and on, but I could, and we could have a very long, drawn-out conversation about a lot of different episodes and a lot of things about your life. but I certainly appreciate your time today and giving my listeners an exciting moment to have John Walmsley, who played Jason Walton, on The Waltons. I know that people feel very endeared to you because of all the many episodes that they saw you in. And you were really, to me, one of the most pleasant characters as a young man because you had this respectful disposition. And it was one of those that it almost felt like me. I was raised by my grandparents, and that's the way I was raised, was to be as respectful as possible. Even when people didn't agree with maybe what I was doing, I was taught to be respectful of them. And you carried that with your character on The Waltons because you did some things that maybe people didn't agree with, but you were always respectful to them.
Right. Well, I think that's important as well.
Absolutely.
I'm just glad we were able to set a good example now and then.
Yes, that's great. Well, it's good classic television, and I hope people will check out The Waltons. If they haven't let their kids watch The Waltons yet, I would encourage them to do that. My 8-year-old daughter loves it. She'll flip it on when we get later in the evening after she's done her homework. Then she didn't clean up her room yesterday, so she's held back for 30 minutes today. So she has to, she has to finish cleaning her room, and then we can jump back in.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. And I'll look forward to meeting you both in, is your wife coming as well?
She is. April is her name. She's a seamstress. She's a seamstress, and she does alterations, and she's going to be able to take some time from work, and we're all going to travel over to Missouri to get to meet you and the rest of the cast of The Waltons.
Wonderful. Well, I look forward to meeting you all there.
Excellent. John Walmsley, thank you for joining me here on The Mark White Show today.
My pleasure, Mark. Thank you. It's nice talking to you.
Same here. Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. If you are encouraged and inspired by the show, please share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. There may be a message within this show that may help them in life moving forward. Of course, we're recognizing difference makers across the country and the world. And we appreciate John Walmsley for joining me here on The Mark White Show today. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to a very special edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville. Greenville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown.